to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host and moderator, John Stadtmiller. We're coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Thursday, the 18th of October, 2007. Interesting things going on, folks, with the economy. Oil, all-time high. Japan and China are dumping the dollar. And these are the two countries that have one of the biggest tabs with Uncle Sammy, that being the treasuries and the bonds that they hold. It is a pending mess waiting to happen. And by the way, 2008, if you think 2007 was a bad year for real estate, hang on. 2008 promises to be much, much worse, especially when these adjustable rate mortgages are due to be reset. People are not going to be able to afford these things. D.R. Horton, one of the country's biggest home builders, just in this last quarter, half of the orders were canceled. This is serious stuff. And it used to be said on Wall Street, as GM goes, so goes the country. Well, GM left a long time ago. And the one benchmark that we'd always look to as having a vital economy, or at least people borrowing money, hawking their future, so to speak, to purchase homes. Well, the housing bubble has burst. That is what they use as indicators. When people have enough credit rating, or they have a down payment for a home, or at least they have a job to buy a home, that's a benchmark of how well we're doing. Well, housing starts, just the starts, folks, are down. It's a 14-year low. And it's been said, and I think I read this off of Bloomberg yesterday, the housing situation hasn't been this bad in the country since World War II. And remember, remember what happened after World War II? We come up with this fancy idea to start building tract homes. Remember that? Oh, let's build freeways. We're going to build places outside the city for people to live. We've got to build freeways. We've got to build expressways. Well, they didn't count on the expansion. Hence, you can see the hodgepodge and the patchwork of many road systems in and around our cities. And that's just to get the people in and out to go to work. But it's going to cost you more to do that even. And it is now starting to be discussed, only out of fear, not for concern about you and your economic well-being. It's only because they have to. It's not a want to, they have to. Start talking about how the high oil prices, exorbitantly profit-taking highs that are going on right now, and how that's going to reflect in this market and inflation. The stage is set. And Helicopter Ben, you know he's going to do it. He's going to lower the prime rate again. Some are saying, suggesting 25 basis points. Others are saying 50. No matter what, inflation is going to spiral out of control next year. Get back. I'll get into the substance of this. And I'm going to bring Robbie up, and we're going to discuss a few subjects, Robbie Noel. And don't forget, folks, he's on this network every day, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central Time, with his own program called The Flip Side.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
It's been suggested that China is going to come online by 2012 with cold fusion. And if that is the case, and there are no secrets in the oil industries, if that is the case, what I see here is massive profit-taking. You know, no matter what we do with our monopoly play money, no matter what we do, how we do it, doesn't affect what we pump out of this earth. You know, we set the prices on things. And I'm seeing just massive profit-taking going on right now. And it's strange because this is going to help fuel already a bad situation. It's like throwing the proverbial gasoline on the fire. That it is actually going to hurt and slow things down, which is going to slow the rate of consumption of energy. But these people don't care. Out of Reuters, record oil rally stalls as OPEC mulls action. Oil's record rally stalled on Wednesday after OPEC said the group could not rule out another output hike and may call an early formal meeting next month in Saudi Arabia. U.S. crude settled down 21 cents at $87.40 a barrel, its first loss in seven sessions after touching a fresh record of earlier $89. Now, oil prices have climbed more than 10% since last week alone, And here again, we go on fears of winter supply crunch. And let's take a look at that winter supply crunch for a second. Every single year, folks, we have winter. Of course, for the global alarmist and warmest out there, you know, it's probably going to be 75 degrees up north this winter. Yeah, right. Don't get out your winter clothes. Don't get your heating oil. Don't pay your heating bills or your gas bills and freeze to death. And why the supply, this crunch? Every year they do the same stupid game on people, and people go sit around and go, okay. Oh, it's supply and demand? There's not enough supply, there's high demand, price goes up.
Okay.
It happens every year, folks. Every single year. And they have refining capacity that they have purposely kept down, and the storage. You know, when spring breaks, you know the winter is going to follow fall, and you're going to have another winter, so why not store up a little bit on heating fuels? But no, we're not going to do that. We're going to pull the wool over the people's eyes by calling it supply and demand, and they'll get crunched. But they also throw in the weakening dollar and the rising tensions between Turkey and Kurdish rebels in Iraq. Nigeria's oil minister told Reuters Wednesday that the Organization of Petroleum and Exporting Countries, commonly called OPEC, could call a formal meeting November 17th when ministers meet in Saudi Arabia for a heads of state conference nearly 3 weeks earlier than planned. He added he could not rule out a production hike. Well, well, well. And keep this in mind, folks. The United States economy is already facing headwinds from the meltdown in the subprime mortgage market. But that's only part of the story. Japan and China, which has a lot of our debt. Now, see if you can get your mind wrapped around this. Every day, the government has to borrow $2 billion. Out of that $2 billion, almost a quarter of that $2 billion, $426 million to be exact, every single day, $426 million must be returned to the international banksters and its members for the privilege of carrying so much debt. $426 million, day in, day out, week in, week out. Now, yesterday, I told you about the former Colorado governor that depicts credit and banking as the crime of the century, and that's Richard D. Lamb. Ron Paul has said the same thing. I'm going to get into Ron Paul a little bit next hour, and there's a clip I want to play. It's done very nicely, put on YouTube. Get into the Ron Paul issue a little bit next hour. But if you want to hear any straight-up financial stuff, you've got to read outside of the U.S. If you're real good at reading between the lines and knowing what drives the market, knowing about banking, knowing about the credit mess, knowing about the housing, subprime mortgages, derivatives, junk bonds, all that stuff, if you're up on that, then you can see, and you don't have to spend too much time trying to read between the lines. You don't even have to read the stories because they're all garbage to begin with. But if you want to read what's going on, start reading foreign newspapers about the United States economy. And in this story on the Telegraph, their online version, telegraph.co.uk, there's a woman standing there holding up a $100 bill. Nice picture, too. And it says the U.S. requires $70 billion a month in capital inflows to cover its current account deficit. Now, again, that's paying Guido, you know, his juice on the money that we owe, $426 million a day. Now, if that situation's not bad enough, that we have to actually sell the stuff to people on this planet, and I've said this repeatedly, and I said, what dummy are they going to find on this planet to sell this junk to? Well, the short answer to that is they're not. They're walking away from this debt that we're trying to sell them. Japan and China led a record withdrawal of foreign funds from the United States in August, heightening fears of a fresh slide in the dollar and a spike in the U.S. bond yields. Data from the U.S. Treasury showed outflows of $163 billion from all forms of U.S. investments. These numbers are absolutely stunning. That's according to Mark Ostwald, an economist at Insinger de Buford. Asian investors dumped $52 billion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds alone. Japan led the pack with $23 billion, China at $14 billion, Taiwan at $5 billion. It's the first time since 1998 that foreigners have, on balance, sold treasuries. Now, this Ostwald guy warned that the U.S. bond yields could start to rise again unless the outflows reverse quickly. Woe betide U.S. treasuries if inflation does not remain benign, he says. And, folks, we're here to tell you that it is not going to remain benign. Conservatively speaking, inflation rates will be at least, minimally, 15% next year. 15%. Now, do you understand why the government likes to, out of their core inflation figures, they leave out energy and food? Food is what you eat to produce your energy, and energy is what you use to move around and heat yourself. But they leave those out. The release comes the day after the IMF warned that the dollar was still overvalued and likely to face some depreciation in the medium term. What depreciation? It's lost 98% of its value. How much further can you go than zero? Now, to expound on this, the U.S. requires $70 billion a month in capital inflows to cover its current account deficit. But the key sources of finance are drying up one by one, and financing the debt that we've got to borrow $2 billion a day and then try to sell that to somebody on this planet, and they're holding up their hands going, stop, wait a minute, no, we don't want any more of this stuff. Now, you can see, you don't have to get out your slide rule, you don't have to be a mathematician, you don't even have to be really, really smart. All you have to do is have common sense and take a look at this, and you know where we're headed. Ian Stannard of the Paribus Currency Analyst, he said that the data was extremely negative for the dollar, exceeds the worst fears. It is not just foreigners who are selling U.S. assets. Americans are turning their back on it as well. Now, the Treasury data would have been actually much worse if it's not been for the $60 billion inflows from the hedge funds based in Britain and the Caymans, which needed to cover U.S. positions at the height of the credit crunch. A drop in the bucket. Trillions and trillions are out there floating around, and nobody knows what the hell to do. Somebody wants to reach up and turn the lights out. Well, that ain't going to prevent anything from going on. It'll just happen in the dark. Okay? So here we go, setting ourselves up for this. And understand something. If you own a credit card, well, you don't actually own it. It's on loan to you, as the credit is. As soon as you sign your John Henry on the dotted line, the only thing you've authorized credit card companies to do is to lend you credit. They don't put anything on the table. There's nothing at risk by them giving you this card. But look at it in the same light of what the government has done. The bankers have been standing there with this crap-eating grin on their face, with a checkbook that never ends. It says, here, go ahead. Borrow. You need the money. Look, you're involved in nation building and building democracies and killing people. Come on, you're going to need some cash here. And they do it. We are in a position right now, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this. How many days are there in a week? How many days in a year? If they need $2 billion a day, and there's 365 days in a year, you do the math. But it's actually over $2 billion. I put it somewhere between 2 and 3. And that's a conservative estimate. 2 billion's conservative. A little bit higher, not stretching the imagination much. Take this break. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Now, Ron Paul gets up in front of God and all his people here in this country at the Republican debates, which, by the way, Sunday, there's going to be one hosted, I do believe, by Fox. Maybe they'll give more than 4 minutes this time around. Ron Paul can stand on the stage and say that this country is $60 trillion in the hole. I had Frosty Wooldridge on yesterday, and he did the thing about Lamb, the ex-governor of Colorado, and Lamb put it at $50 trillion. But imagine this, folks. With the juice running from the banksters, the usury, the interest, $426 million a day just to pay the juice on that. And we're not going to be able to sell this debt to anybody, and the government's going to need funds. Where are they going to get the money? Well, they have eroded the tax base. The good-paying jobs are gone. They've farmed those out. Oh, the Mexicans, don't worry, they'll take the job. Oh, that's right, but they don't put the money back in this circulation here. Well, not for food and housing and fuel and whatever. They send the rest home. It doesn't go back into this economy. So we have Guido there, and we're handing him $426 million every single day, 365 days a year,
just on the current account deficit. That's not on $8 or $9 trillion, folks. That's on a heck of a lot more. So less and less money. The states are already feeling this. They're having budgetary woes. They can't meet their demand for money from the taxpayers because the tax base is starting to dry up. What does that mean? That means people don't have jobs, okay? People aren't paying taxes because they're not working. And there's going to be less and less people working, paying less and less taxes. Couple that with the Internal Revenue Service problems. Oh, that's right. Some 60 million people last year didn't file to pay their fair share. That's because they're too busy trying to survive in this mess that they've created for us. So here we all are, choking in debt. Now, I remember a movie with Jimmy Stewart. What was the name of that thing? Oh, It's a Wonderful Life. And he ran a savings and loan. Well, Mr. Potter ran the bank, and he wanted to run the savings and loan out of business because it was cutting into his profits. But if you remember what Mr. Potter did when the uncle lost the deposit for the day, what was it, $8,000 or something like that? Actually, Potter got it. Had it all the time. And then turns around and files a complaint against the owner of the savings and loan, citing malfeasance, inappropriate banking procedures, and on and on and on. Don't you see a little malfeasance going on here? You know, we can dig up money to go kill a million Iraqis, and we can pay $426 million a day to the international banksters. But where are they going to get the money? We are officially, folks, and have been for a year and a half in a recession. The job market is drying up. The housing market has dried up. Everything is drying up. I mentioned the budgetary woes that the states are facing right now. Yeah, they got some big problems. They got some shortages they're going to cover. And where is that money going to come from? Can't borrow it. You're already running at a deficit, and we're not even talking about the deficit you're going to be facing next year. They're just still trying to CYOB right now for this year. And people, this is now a service and a consumer society. This is what they have said. They have finally admitted it. We're not manufacturing-based anymore. We're not leading in anything. No technologies to speak of. We're dealing with companies that are transnational corporations, and they'll make their profits wherever the money is, where the money's at. Where the money's lying, they'll try to pick it up. It ain't here. Because being a service-based economy and a consumer-based economy, just buying trinkets and goods and stuff, well, when the people don't have the money, guess what stops? They quit buying the stuff. Which, again, hurts the coffers of the state, sales tax, you name it. So you see where this is all heading. And we have been warning people out there. The greatest threat that is facing us right now is not some next totalitarian nincompoop with his idea of trading a little bit more of your safety, or I'm sorry, your rights for security and safety. That's not even a big issue right now. The bigger issue is the impending economic collapse. And I do mean with a resounding all-time on the Richter scale thud. Kaboom. And that is, folks, the way it's a land. It's a land that away. And there's nothing they can do to fix it. Therein lies the other part of the problem, not just the problem itself. The problem with no solutions. I would say that that's a little malfeasance on the part of the government, just a tad bit irresponsible to take an entire economy and kill it along with its people. We'll break, We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're back. I have Robbie online with me. Good afternoon, Mr. Noel. Do we have him? Where is he? That's a good thing he doesn't know how to tell time. He might be on time every once in a while. Hey, but he gets those gold orders out, I'll tell you what. Do we have him? Okay, we'll get him up here in a second. All right, you got him. What do you do with this? What do you do with this computer? All right, Robbie.
Yes.
There you are. Yeah, oh, I do so hate when you have that wonderful voice and it gets all scrunched up on a phone line.
Yes. Unfortunately, I seem to be having a little Skype problem here.
Ah.
It's most probably because Google bought them or something.
I was going to say because it's not on our end. Because we just upped our bandwidth capability from a 3x3 meg pipe to a 20x20 meg pipe.
Well, just so you know, I'm not giving up. I'm trying again.
Well, interesting things going on. I'm looking at the bullion desk.
Yes.
And the news stories, gold prices spurs 7% in September. Gold, silver climb as dollar declines in record against euro. Newmont sees extended gold bull run. J.P. Morgan's commodities trading troubles. Bullion focus, platinum at its highs, but could go higher. All this financial falderall that's going around. And, you know, Robbie, I said before the end of the year that you're going to see oil at $100 a barrel. The powers that be, the vaunted money people out there, the corporate wonders, he said, oh, no, that might not happen until next spring. Nah, it's going to happen before the end of the year. We are in a fast-track sleigh ride to hell, and somebody forgot to lay down the snow. And it's going to be a real bumpy ride. Real, real bumpy.
Well, there's no question about that. Can you hear me okay now?
Oh, you're coming in 5x5.
There you go.
Well, look, I mean, the writing's on the wall. I mean, if you go and read my webpage today, I mean, when I was when I was putting up the stories this morning, I actually got afraid. I almost ran out and bought gold this morning. You've got Alan Greenspan obviously getting a lot of heat for the statements he's made about the dollar. So he had to come out today and make a statement that it doesn't expect a rapid decline in the dollar. This is obviously to counter what they knew was also going to come out by the IMF, whose chief economist asserted that the dollar was still overvalued on Thursday and that the dollar's going to plunge in 2008. Having said that, it's known worldwide of the collapsing dollar, and countries are bailing out of the dollar as fast as they can. It's all for the exits as we speak. And then to add insult to injury, we now have a problem with the alleged U.S. gold reserves being held in Fort Knox, which has always been a problem because they've never been audited, and only once in the 70s was anybody actually allowed to go inside and see the gold. And that's even in question because there was a whole series of trucks that showed up in the middle of the night before the inspection, and there was a whole series of trucks in the middle of the night after the inspection.
You don't think they ran out with the furniture and the fixtures, do you?
Who knows? But, you know, when all is said and done, unfortunately, the damage that this administration is doing to the prestige and honor of the United States is incalculable. I mean, it's to have the world lose faith in the currency, and the only reason they're losing faith in the currency is because of the continuing stupid statements made by George Bush. His little quip yesterday about World War III, trust me, has gone. I mean, that went worldwide in as many seconds.
They say good news travels fast. Bad news travels faster.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you got people like T. Boone Pickings. I mean, he's not even talking $100 oil. He's way past that already. He's in the 120s.
You know, that's one of the things that I spoke about earlier, Robbie, that the government, their core inflation figures don't even include energy costs and don't include food, which is spiraling out of control. By the way, we've got the least amount of stored wheat in this country than we have ever had in U.S. history, and that's no accident. What, did the farmers' tractors all run dry and they couldn't afford to put gas in there to reap the harvest? You know, Bush has a record here, not a very good one, but in less than 7 years, this guy managed to run up the debt more than $10 trillion. And, Robbie, this is still just blowing me away. I mean, this is bowling me over here that there are stories, and I just read a story earlier about Japan and China walking away from any more U.S. debt, and they're dumping it in billions and billions and billions of it. They're dumping it. If you take a look at what this country is doing, and if you want to, and I said this earlier, if you want to read anything about what's going on economically in this country, don't read anything in here. Not anything that is based from here. You got to go outside the country to actually get the skinny. The English online versions of their news over there are saying that it's over $70 billion a day that the government has to borrow, but there's only one catch. Nobody is buying our debt anymore. And out of this $2 billion plus dollars, well, you figure it out based on a 30-day month, $70 billion plus dollars, that's more than $2 billion a day. That's for sure. But if you look at this, they're paying Guido, Robbie, the international bankster with his hand out, $426 million in interest daily.
Sure. So out of that money that they can't sell, that debt they can't sell, rather, to anybody anymore, we've got to come up just to keep pace with the banksters to pay them their usury charge, $426 million every day. Well, I guess that left plenty of money to go kill a million Iraqis and spend a half a trillion dollars. And Georgie Porgy's not done because he's going to go after even more. And if anybody's buying into this thing that it's about oil, folks, let me give you a clue here. We got enough oil sitting up in Alaska right now that we don't have to deal with the Saudis. We don't have to deal with OPEC. Our concerns are not about Iraq, any oil-producing nation, not Venezuela, not Mexico, not anybody. We got our own stuff. We don't need their stuff. And if rumors prove to be true here, Robbie, that the Chinese are going to come out with cold fusion in just a few years here, that's going to set the oil magnates back on their little keisters, because we won't be using that much oil anymore now, will we? So I'm looking at part of this as being just an absolute profit grab while they can get it, before they buy into whatever technologies that they're going to try to control on the energy side. But if you look at this, Robbie, my God, next year, figure two, just minimally, let's take it conservatively, $2 billion a day, there's 365 days in a year, that's upwards to $800 billion that we have to borrow, but nobody's going to loan us the money. Because we've trashed the dollar, it is in ruins, nobody's going to buy the debt anymore, we can't finance this government anymore. So what are they going to do? They can't tax us because the tax base is disappearing. What are they going to do? As Bob Chapman said, Robbie, they're in a box, and there's nothing they can do.
Well, sure. I mean, look, China, India, and Russia combined have already accounted for one half of the global growth this year. The IMF estimates, now think about this, what I'm about to say. The IMF estimates that on its present growth rate, which is 10% a year in China, as opposed to America's, we expect growth next year at 1.9%, China will pump more new money into the global system next year than the United States of America. De facto, China becomes the world's financial superpower. And most analysts thought that would happen in a decade from now. Well, guess what? They missed that estimate by 9 years. With Congress raising the debt ceiling by $1 trillion to even a person with basic mathematical understanding realizes there is no way the United States can pay off its debt obligations. It is de facto, as we speak, bankrupt. This is something David Walker, the auditor of the United States, has been running around the country trying to get these presidential candidates to start addressing the issue. Yesterday, the first of the baby boomers submitted their application for Social Security. They estimate now, because now it started, the baby boomers' retirement, that they expect 10,000 retirements per day.
To draw on the Social Security Trust Fund that isn't there anymore?
And this is even more ironic. The cost of living increases for the past year was 2.1%. In other words, it was the smallest percentage increase, cost of living increase, passed on to Social Security recipients in the history. And that is obviously based on the inflation rate, because that's how they adjust cost of living increases. It's based on whatever the official government inflation rate is. They've been cooking the books on the inflation rate, because even a retard knows full well that inflation in America is not running at 2.1%. My utility bills have doubled in the past 12 months. My gas bill has gone up 35% in the last 12 months. The cost of eggs have gone up 40%. I mean, this is not something new or revealing information. Anybody that pays attention to what their grocery bills are costing them each month, and to as opposed to what cost them last year can see this. But the only people that are buoyed by, obviously, all these cooked-up numbers that the government puts out all the time are the pinstripe bandits on Wall Street. The day of reckoning is not far away. The day that I wake up in the morning at 3 o'clock and see in the aftermarket that gold is up $100 and silver is up $20 is going to happen a lot sooner than even I predicted. And that's a heck of a statement. I mean, no matter how you slice this or dice this, we are on the precipice. And Ron Paul talks about this on a consistent basis. I mean, nobody wants to address these issues. I mean, the only way, as David Walker said and Ron Paul has said and many other people have said, the only way that we can return fiscal sanity to the U.S. economy is taxes will have to go up substantially and a whole plethora of welfare programs are going to have to be cut. Now, those are two things that have to be done, and those are two things that mainstream politicians will refuse to talk about. They'll talk about giving money for kiddie care. They'll talk about giving money to this special interest group over here or that special interest group over there. Politicians will never, ever challenge the people to the hard choices that have to be made. Because it's the third rail of politics. I mean, it's the reason why Social Security and Medicaid are in the mess they're in, because it's always been the third rail of politics. Touch it and you die. Touch any sacred government program and you die. And so we are reaping a financial tsunami. The bells are ringing, the flags are up, the warning signs are there. But nobody's paying attention. I mean, I saw a report yesterday that in light of the collapsing real estate market, in light of no savings in America, they are predicting that we are going to spend more this Christmas than we did last year. The average... it makes no sense.
Well, eat, drink, you know, what was it during Roman times? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that would be the only way that they're going to have any sales. And here's another thing. The only reason why the retail sales at the box stores are even up a slight percentage point and a little bit is because of their heavy discounting to move inventory.
Oh, sure. Walmart is at war with every other retailer come November and December. They will actually sell products at below their cost just to get turnover in their stores. We call it in the industry lost leaders. People do it all the time. I always get these people call me up and they go, yeah, I saw an advert on television and they're selling $5 American Gold Eagles for $59.
Sure they are.
And I go, yeah, they limit you to five, but yeah, it's true. They're selling them below cost. Buy them. I mean, it's a great deal. Any problem with that is unless you disconnect your phone or move out of wherever you're living, those people are going to pester you every single day. It's what's called a lost leader. I mean, you got to think. You go through the cost of putting a commercial on television, and you sell a product at below its market value. But people buy it. It's amazing how they do. They still do it. I still get calls about it. But that's simply lost leaders. And Walmart's in the position where it has to generate this cash flow. And if it means selling products at below what it costs them, they will do it. And it'll decimate everybody else. It'll decimate Target. It'll decimate Macy's. It's going to decimate all your big box stores. Unless, of course, obviously, you get into that feeding frenzy that ultimately is going to come. where more than likely we will see, because usually they wait for Black Friday. Black Friday is always the first Friday after Thanksgiving. I mean, that's why it's called Black Friday, not a bad thing, but that's when they move into profits. That's when they've covered their costs for the year. And from the first Friday after Thanksgiving till December the 25th, that's where their whole year's profit margin lives or dies. And I'll guarantee you Black Friday is going to happen the Friday before Thanksgiving this year. I mean, I went down to the mall the other day. They've already got Christmas decorations up. I mean, there was a time when Christmas decorations came after Thanksgiving.
A day or two. Just enough time to take down the turkey stuff to throw up the holidays.
I'm surprised they haven't... here in Arizona, we have these big things on street corners where they have pumpkins, and then it immediately switches over to Christmas trees. I'm waiting to see the pumpkins and the Christmas trees in the same lot.
Now, what I'm waiting for is on January 1st, they start the pre-Christmas sale and try to beat it by 350-some days. Yeah. You only have 350 shopping days till Christmas. Whip out that MasterCard. Oh, the one that you've got the balance way past its limit on. We'll break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Global research, our crashing U.S. economy held hostage. Our economy is on
an artificial life support system. And this is scathing. It is telling the truth. And Robbie, I see a lot of bad things here. But one of the worst things is when people can't heat and they can't eat. And what global research is saying here, it says, remember when the U.S. was the world's greatest industrial democracy? Well, we never were a democracy, but...
We understand what they mean.
I understand. Barely 30 years ago, the output of our producing economy and the skills of our workforce led the entire planet. That's just 3 decades ago. What happened?
Sure.
Well, it's hard to believe that in the space of a generation, our character and our capabilities just collapsed. For example, did our steel and automobile industries and our family farming... You know, what then are the causes of the decline? Well, here's how I would put it today. Our economy is on life support, artificial life support, a barely breathing hostage in a lunatic asylum. That asylum is the U.S. and world financial systems, which are on the verge of collapse. Now, the inmates are the world's central bankers, along with most of the financial magnates, big and small. The fact is that the economy of much of the world is in a decisive downward slide, which the financiers cannot stop because the systems they operate are the primary cause. As often happens, the inmates rule the asylum. Now, they go on to say here, the problems aren't confined to the U.S. Unemployment worldwide is increasing. Debt is rampant, infrastructures are crumbling, and commodity prices are rising. In such an environment, crime, warfare, terrorism, and other forms of violence are endemic. Only the most naive, self-centered, and deluded jingoist could describe such a scenario in terms of the freedom-loving Western democracies being besieged by the bad guys. And they go on with this, but I think you got the flavor of this, folks. You know, how much is India up? How much is China up? Are we talking corporate profits that are up? When they say that things are expanding, they're using a different slide rule than what you and I would use. In this country, they've dumped 75% of the manufacturing. And I just saw a story, Robbie, the other day, and I think it was in Louisiana. A German steel company is coming to town. Well, of course, the locals aren't going to get any benefit except for the people that they're going to hire, and God knows what they're going to pay them. But the only way they could get them in there was to give them a $400 million tax credit. Now, the problem is that these states out there are running deficits as it is. Everybody is running in the red. And we cannot possibly lay off on taxes on people because the tax base is eroding. Robbie, this is the perfect storm. It's the curtain call. And people seem to have their heads stuck in this dark, dang place, and they just can't see what's going on.
Well, I mean, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I am. You can thank the media for this. I mean, really, you can thank the media for this. If the media was the so-called guardian of the fourth estate, they would have rung the bells a long time ago. But they didn't. I mean, look where oil is today at $89.74. Up $2.34. I don't know how much that's got to do with obviously Bush's statement yesterday of World War III, or whether it's because of refinery explosions in Port Arthur and where was the other one? There were two refinery explosions.
One was in Montana, and one was here in Texas.
Yeah, the other one was in Port Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny how these things seem to happen.
Well, and I'm sure that'll just put a little bit more pressure on the pricing out there for fuel.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie, can you hang on with me for a few more minutes into the next hour?
Sure.
Okay. Hang on, folks. Hour number two coming up. I want to get into the Ron Paul issue next hour. We'll be right back. With